Reed's Ranch is proud to partner with Marcos Garza and the Garza Law Firm. This football season, if you find yourself needing legal representation, you're going to want the best. Marcos Garza and his team are the premier DUI defense, criminal defense, and personal injury lawyers in East Tennessee. They will do their best to get you the best result possible, no matter what your case is. Garza Law offers free consultation 7 days a week. Call them anytime, day or night. They will be there for you, 865-540-8300. That's 865-540-8300. You can look them up online at garzalaw.com. Before you say guilty, say Garza. All right, year two, shooting the shield, 2021. We are getting close to the NFL football season. John Reed, Corey Gunkel. What's up, Corey?
What's up, man? How's life?
The Gunk Man. Life is life, man. Life is life. It's good. I'm ready for football, trying to get everything in line, hoping that we have no real interruptions when it comes to COVID or, you know, attendance. It feels like the NFL is full steam ahead. No one's going to stop. My team's dealing with a little COVID. Time is a flat circle, but everything is good. Much like your team in New Orleans, having to evacuate and get out of there. So everything continues to happen as it always does.
That's right. Yep. The Titans are filled with disease. The Saints are on the move from a hurricane. Things are seemingly fairly normal again, it seems like. So, yeah, I mean, I think fans in the stands is probably the thing I'm looking forward to most in week one. And I'm pumped. We finally have some semblance of normal football back. And it couldn't come at a better time when it seems like the world is falling apart.
Yeah, we'll see how long it lasts. I don't want to bring the mood down. I'm a little nervous that, you know, once the big crowds start getting together, we will see some teams panic. We'll see the league maybe panic. We'll see. I don't know. I hope not. I'm ready. I got my season tickets. I'm ready to go. So hopefully everything runs smoothly. I figured today, since we got basically 2 weeks until football, today we would do the AFC. Next week we can do the NFC and then some week one picks maybe. So as we look here in the AFC, the biggest news of the day, Cam Newton gone. I feel like that was the end of his career as a starting quarterback. I don't know how much of a career he'll have as a backup quarterback. He loses out to Mac Jones. The AFC East, leading the youth movement at the quarterback position. No quarterback in that division is over the age of 25. The future is now in the AFC East. What'd you make of the news?
I was a little shocked by it. It led me to ask some questions on if they're cutting him because Mac Jones beat him out, which I think he did, or if they're cutting him because he probably doesn't have the jab and you don't want to give up a potential forfeit or lose a bunch of key players because of your backup QB. So maybe that's why Brian Hoyer beats him out there. But huge news. I mean, now the Patriots are starting a quarterback drafted outside the top 10 in week one for the first time since EJ Manuel in 2013. So this is fairly unprecedented, but he's looked awesome in camp. And now Cam, when he got his resignation letter, I wonder if they gave it to him in his personalized font. But it was shocking to me because you would have think they would at least keep him around, especially with all the money. I think they paid him $3 million. So I think that was the biggest shock of all, was that it looked like he was a guarantee to at least make the roster as a backup. And now, you know, he might be moving somewhere else.
To me, I wasn't surprised he didn't stay on as a backup because I'm sure there are some people in that locker room that wanted him to be the starter. I'm sure there are some people in that locker room that feel, you know, he's very popular. He's been popular in football for a long time when you go back to his, you know, college career. And plus, I saw it reported that he makes $1.5 million every week he is on the roster when it comes to game checks. He gets a bonus. So for the Patriots, they didn't want to pay, you know, him $1.5 million to be the backup. I think the vaccination stuff probably had a little bit to do with it, but probably more so on the sense of, you know, it opened the door for Mac Jones last week. The reports coming out of New England last week were how frustrated they were that he was having to miss those 5 days. Mac Jones balled out against the Giants in practice, had another good preseason game. And, you know, I think at this point, it's just better than Cam Newton. I think his worst is better than Cam Newton's worst. I think his best at this point, probably better than Cam Newton's. Maybe not at the peak of Cam Newton's powers. If he could get back to that game he had against Seattle last year, maybe that's still better than Mac Jones can be as a rookie, but we didn't come close to seeing anything near that from Cam Newton last year. And I just don't think you want a quarterback like him as your backup, you know, someone that's still expecting to play. Go with Brian Hoyer. He knows his role. He'll shut his mouth. He'll help guide Mac Jones without wanting to take Mac Jones' spot. So it makes sense for me. I think their ceiling's higher. I think they are a playoff team. And I think I kind of like their odds to win the division. I've been saying that the last couple weeks before it was official Mac Jones was starting. But I like their odds to win the division, as, you know, you can get it at over 3-1 if they can catch the Bills. I kind of like that.
Yeah, that is the most interesting division to me. You hear a lot of people talk about the AFC North. I think the AFC East is even more intriguing because you obviously have the Bills who are loaded. They need a pass rush. You need more from your tight end, but you know they obviously have the pieces to win a Super Bowl or at least make it. Then you have New England, and then you have Miami. Miami's pretty good. I mean, they didn't make the playoffs, but they went 10-6 last year, and their defense is really good. I'm very bullish on that defense. They just signed Xavien Howard. He's happy. They have great corners. Yeah, I mean, if the Patriots are going to compete in that division, they're going to have to do a lot better than they did last year. And I think they improved. They have a really good line. Their quarterback is better. So this is probably my most intriguing division heading into the NFL and the AFC at least.
When you say that the Bills are loaded, do you really feel that way?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I truly think Josh Allen is top five, top three at this point. Like, I really do.
Would we be looking at Buffalo differently had the Colts fallen on that fumble where he fumbled at the end of their playoff win against Indianapolis? I thought the Colts really were the better team in that game. I thought they blew an opportunity to win. I thought they should have won that game. But, you know, I haven't forgotten Josh Allen scrambling and fumbling the ball 20 yards down the field. I feel like if the Colts fell on that ball and Josh Allen gave it away, I think we'd be having different conversations about the Bills. I think we'd say they peaked in a year where the Patriots punted on the season and the Dolphins played a rookie quarterback / Fitzpatrick. I get they went 13-3. I think Josh Allen is good. You say firmly top five. I don't think you're alone in thinking that. Personally, I look and see that he, I believe, led the NFL last year of 21 dropped interceptions. Some of those passes really bad that, you know, the defensive backs just drop it, don't make the play. Usually that regression follows that. I think the guys, you know, the 2 years before it were like Jared Goff, you know, led the league, and Carson Wentz, and it kind of caught up to those guys. I'm not going to pencil Josh Allen in as top three or top four. He might be. I'm not saying he's not, but I need to see it one more year from him. I will say what he has going for him is that he has steadily improved every year, it seems like. So maybe he just keeps improving. Maybe the decision-making is next. The accuracy was the improvement the last couple years. Maybe now it's decision-making. I don't know. But I don't think they're going to be able to run the ball. I think they are going to have a competitive division. And, you know, like I said, I like the odds of the Patriots at over, I think, 3.5-1 to win the division. I like it.
Yeah, I mean, that's good odds. And your point is well taken with the Bills. Because they really excelled in one-score games last year as well, which is hard to replicate. So you can see a scenario where, you know, a fumble goes the other way and they're 10-6 or 10-7 now, instead of going, you know, 13-3. So your point is well taken. And the Patriots, again, they don't have many weaknesses. If Mac Jones is going to be serviceable at worst and good at best, you know, they improved on defense. And like I said earlier, their offensive line is really good. And then you can run the ball with James White and Damian Harris, and you don't have to have Mac Jones do too much. It's the best odds by far. It's the best value. I mean, it's something you should probably take. But again, I'm just going to keep saying it. I would not sleep on Miami winning this division either. I really would not. Because to your point, Josh Allen regresses. Dawson Knox gets the case of the yips. And then you've got a scenario where the Patriots are starting a rookie quarterback. Stephon Gilmore's out for 6 weeks. And the Dolphins can get a little lead there so with that defense. And Tua, I think, has been I think the conversation around Tua has been a little too insane for me. We don't know what we have with him quite yet. We know he's not been as great as we thought he was going to be coming in. But I still think the Dolphins have a shot.
Well, I just can't sit here and say that Josh Allen has to prove it again. and then ride for Tua, who has never proven it. We'll see. That week one matchup between Mac Jones and Tua, you know, going to be good recruiting fodder for Alabama, but will also be a pretty big game for who's going to be that at least second place team in the division. Who do you have winning it, Buffalo or Miami?
I think
so. Are you going on record with Miami?
I think I got to go Bills here. I think they have the most talent. I think they have the best quarterback. The defense isn't terrible. I'm going to go Bills, but I'm going to make the bold prediction that the Pats miss the playoffs. And I'm going to say the Dolphins take a wild card spot. And I'm going to say the Pats hype is a year away. And I think Mac Jones is going to look like a rookie at times. And then when you lose a star like Stephon Gilmore on the outside, it's tough to replicate. I mean, corners, probably the most important position on defense at this point in the game. So I'm going to say the Dolphins take the wild card, but the Bills win the division.
I'll go Patriots division, Bills wild card. Dolphins missed the playoffs.
Wow. Wow. Look at that. Look at that, folks. Somebody just wrecked listening to that.
That's how I feel right now. I think the Bills still make the playoffs. I'm not convinced they're some juggernaut. I think the Patriots can catch them. I think Mac Jones is going to be good enough. And like I said, maybe it's just an odds play, but give me the Patriots. I'm not giving up on you, Bill Belichick. I'm not giving up on you, baby. It's a prove it year. Tom Brady went and won a Super Bowl. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? That Bucks-Patriots game got a lot more fun, too, whenever they play, I believe, in week. Is it week five they're playing in? Week four? One of the two?
Yeah, it's early. And hey, if you get Cole Beasley coughing a little bit in that locker room, Pats and the Dolphins can slip in there.
I do think the Bills are going to be like a team that is going to be under the microscope for that reason. Like, I do think they're going to have some unnecessary COVID stuff there as well. So we'll see how it affects. We'll see if Cole Beasley can be productive, you know, if Diggs can continue to be the guy he was last year. We'll see. You talked about the AFC North. I mean, I when I'm looking at the playoffs here, I'm going to go ahead and mark off the Bengals. Don't think they're a playoff team.
Yeah, I would have to agree there.
And I don't think that the Pittsburgh Steelers have the offensive line either. I'm going to go ahead. I'm not going to completely write them off, but I don't think they are going to really have a shot to win this division. Maybe they're in the wild card race, but to me it's a two-team race between the Browns and Ravens.
Yeah, I would like to disagree with you because I feel like every time you turn around, people are like, are the Steelers underrated? Are we forgetting? I mean, they were, what, 12-0 or whatever? But I agree. They don't have the line to do it. Obviously, defensive line is incredible, but yeah, I don't think they're going to keep Big Ben upright, and he's old, and it doesn't matter how many celery sticks he eats. You know, he's still going to be the doddering old man back there that he's been for a long time, despite, you know, how much better he looks and how much healthier he looks. So I agree. I totally agree. I think the Steelers are going to be that team that takes a step back, and I think the Ravens win the division despite the offensive problems. And the Browns take a wild card, but this is another division where, I mean, it could go, you could pick any three of those and you'd be okay.
I disagree. I think you can pick only two. I'm out on the Steelers. I don't like some of the locker room stuff they have between the offense and defense.
It's weird.
So you got, you know, one of their linebackers calling out TikTok culture, knowing Chase Claypool and Juju Smith-Schuster love TikTok. You got some fights in camp today between the offense and defense. You got Big Ben trying to stay up for 17 games. Don't like that. I think that, you know, their over-under is 8.5, so, like, Vegas not high on them at all. You know, they have them, you know, crashing down after, what, winning 12 games last year? Even getting an extra game on the schedule. I'm out on the Steelers. I got the Browns winning the division and the Ravens getting a wild card spot. That's how I feel right now.
Yeah. The Browns seem like the most complete team. But it's also the Browns managing expectations for the first time in like 5,000 years. And so how does Stefanski manage that? Because this is the first time they've had expectations like ever, I feel like, in my football watching career. So how do you manage the expectations?
Well, no, they had it 2 years ago with Freddie Kitchens. Like, that was supposed to be, they trade for Odell, Baker year two. They finally had a quarterback. And then, you know, the Titans smacked them week one. And they never really recovered from that and were a train wreck. And were obviously very, very poorly coached. But they did have expectations that year. They were a sleeper. People thought they were going to be pretty good. They were awful. And then, you know, came in kind of under the radar last year. Baker bounced back without Odell. Do we think Odell is going to be good in Cleveland or no?
I honestly think that ship has sailed. I mean, if it hasn't happened at this point, I don't know why it would. And, you know, if you, we look, we have to, we're contractually obligated to mention DVOA in every episode. I know we know this, but like last year they were like 18th in DVOA. They're right above the Falcons. I mean, they got lucky. They scored in the red zone a lot. They had a good turnover margin and they utilized play action pass. It's hard to replicate that kind of stuff. So, I mean, I would say Odell's not going to be that good. I mean, he's going to be Odell, but that offense just isn't conducive to what he can do. And I think they take a step back. I don't think they're going to win the division. I think there's going to be some really heightened expectations that really bugs them for quite a bit of the season. It's the Browns. It's hard to pick on the Browns. But, I mean, it's just – I really don't see them replicating what they did last year. I really don't. They think – see, they're doing what the Titans did last year, too, where it's like, oh, we got Jadeveon Clowney. We shored everything up. Well, I mean, he's just their biggest signing was a dud, you know. It is going to be a dud.
Still won the division last year. The Browns can still win the division.
Right, right, right. But I think the Browns think that he is going to be their savior at the other edge, and he's not going to be.
I mean, I think it's a lot easier to be. I don't think he has to be the savior. I think he is in a drastically different situation than he has been. I mean, really, since he was in Houston.
Well, he might see some single teams now. Yeah.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like Myles Garrett is obviously the man on that defensive line. Whereas with the Titans, they signed Jadeveon Clowney to be the man on the defensive line, and he could not be that. I still thought he was solid last year, you know, didn't have any sacks, but was still creating some pressure before the injury. If he's healthy, I think that's a pretty good twosome. I like their offensive skill players. I like their coach. Maybe their secondary is not going to be good enough, but I like the Browns, like I said, to win the division, Ravens wild card spot, out on the Steelers, out on the Bengals.
I'm in. You can go either way. I totally agree.
For those in need of insurance, give John Runyon and Farm Bureau Insurance in Maryville a call. He can take care of your home, auto, renters, and life insurance needs. Farm Bureau is a 10-time-in-a-row winner of the J.D. Power Award for highest in customer satisfaction in the Southeast region and the number one life insurance company in the state of Tennessee. I've known John for over 15 years. I trust him with my insurance. I got my car insurance and my life insurance through him. He is quick to respond. He will take care of his customers, even me, who's always texting him like, hey, a little bit late. I know it's like the first of the month, but I need to go ahead and pay this, so I'm not insuranceless. Look, I'm not great. I'm not perfect, but John takes care of it for me. He can bundle your policies to get you the best rate possible and will not push anything on you that he does not think you need. His goal is to take care of his customers and protect them and their families just like he protects me. Farm Bureau is a big supporter of Tennessee Athletics, as the Farm Bureau logo is all over Neyland Stadium and Thompson Bowling Arena. So remember, supporting John is basically supporting Tennessee Athletics and me, my personal friend. Give him a call at 865-982-2559. That's 865-982-2559 for a quote and tell him John Reed sent you. AFC South, a two-team race, it feels like, between the Colts and Titans as we try to figure out what the hell the Houston Texans are going to do with Deshaun Watson. How is this still up in the air right now?
He's going to play. He's just going to be like on the roster and not playing. How is he not like on some kind of list? Goodell loves making lists. I'm sure he's got a spreadsheet like 5,000 tabs long. How is he not on some kind of list or something? Like, how is this even a situation? Like, how is he just not on like a exempt, you know, a sexual assaulter list, and like it just sits out? I don't understand why the NFL hasn't done anything yet. I don't understand how he's still on the team as like the fifth string safety and quarterback who just stands out there. I think the Texans might be one of the worst NFL teams of the 21st century this year. They're going to be really bad. And I mean, this is the Titans division. I see the Titans as being head and shoulders above the Colts. Carson Wentz and Jacob Eason are scary to me. And what's happening with like Frank Clark and all these injuries they're having is very scary to me. Defense is great. I mean, the Colts were very good last year. I think this is the Titans division to win. I think Janoris Jenkins is a better corner than Titans fans realize. And I think the Titans win the division.
I think we're in on Jackrabbit.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we like him.
Okay, good.
I think that especially like the toughness. I mean, I think he's going to bring some experience and toughness. Like, Tennessee kind of lacked that in the secondary last year. I mean, when Adoree Jackson's your number one. Like, Malcolm Butler was pretty good last year. Malcolm Butler's pretty good, but a full year of Christian Fulton and, you know, as long as Caleb Farley's back is good to go, I think the Titans secondary is going to be improved. The pass rush should be better. I like the defense. I think the offense is going to be perfectly fine. You know, replacing Corey Davis with Julio Jones, I think that's going to keep rolling. You get Taylor Lewan back. I like the Titans' position here. A lot of people have predicted them to kind of be the team that takes a step back, but I don't necessarily see it, but I'm a fan. It's more so about the Jaguars are going to suck, the Texans are going to suck, and I do not want Carson Wentz to be my quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it comes down to. It doesn't have to be a deep analysis here. You can just say, look, the Texans suck, the Jags suck, the only other team has Carson Wentz starting. It's that simple. Like the fourth team in that scenario is going to win the division 9 times out of 10. I think the Titans are talented. And I mean, this is the year where you make a deep run, you know, because like you said, Derrick Henry's not getting any younger and he's shouldering a big, big workload. It's hard to carry the ball 350 times a year. So you got to do it now. This is the window. And I think the Titans are set up well to do just that. You add Julio Jones. If he can stay healthy, I mean, health is the big thing with every team, but especially with this Titans team, we see a lot of teams since the COVID salary cap seem a little top heavy. And you have Julio Jones, you have Ryan Tannehill playing like a top 10 quarterback, and you have Derrick Henry, who's possibly the best running back in the NFL. That's all. I mean, that's set up well. So I like the Titans a lot.
So we both got the Titans to win the division. I'm not ready to write the Colts off yet for a wild card spot, but I'm not locking them in either.
Same. Yeah, same. I honestly think this division might just have one playoff contender, and I think it's the Titans. Because like you said, I mean, Carson Wentz gets hurt again, and he's out 6 games, and you're starting Jacob Eason or Sam Ellinger or bringing in somebody like Cam Newton. It's just not – you're not going to win that way. So no matter how good your defense is, I think the Broncos have found that out pretty quickly. So, you know, I think that this is the – this has to be the Titans' time to make a run.
AFC West feels like – I mean, the Chiefs obviously huge favorites. Any reason to think they don't repeat as division champions?
No, none. I mean, everyone's falling in love with the Chargers right now, but I mean, Justin Herbert still got to prove it. And I think the Chiefs shored up their offensive line problems, you know, in a way that even I was shocked at how quick they were able to do it. And I think they're better. Is Mecole Hardman going to be able to take the place of Sammy Watkins? We'll find out. But I mean, there aren't many question marks at all on this team. And they have Patrick Mahomes. That's a recipe for success.
Travis Kelce's hair and beard have me a little worried, as do 3 straight deep runs into the playoffs. That feels a little concerning. Super Bowl hangover, I think, is a little real. The way they got beat up last year, like I said, they've AFC Championship, Super Bowl. What are you going to do in the fourth year? The offensive line, I thought, was going to be the reason they took a step back. Then they went and somehow improved it. Although, I'm not sold that Orlando Brown is, like, a great addition. I think Trey Smith upgrades the guard position. I think Thuney upgrades, you know, the interior line, wherever he plays, either center or guard. We'll see. I think they're going to have a good year. I do think they take a step back. I don't view it as, like, Kansas City and everybody else. This year, I do think the AFC is going to be pretty wide open. I do think they win the division, but again, I'm not thinking of Kansas City as a juggernaut this year. Please save this to play later if this all blows up in my face and they go 16-1.
We will record this so that we have this on file. I'm with you. I think the Chiefs, you know, if I had gun to my head, power rankings, you know, I had to do it, I would probably have the Chiefs at number one. But they're not. This isn't their AFC. This isn't their division. I mean, the Chargers can make a run. Denver, if Teddy Bridgewater is competent, can make a decent run with how great their defense is. So it's not their division, but I do believe they are head and shoulders, at least on paper at this time, above everyone else in the division. And it's impossible to not pencil them into the playoffs. So I definitely think they win the AFC West, but I agree with you that it's not. Not a foregone conclusion. This isn't just like writing chalk.
Justin Herbert, this year's Drew Lock or legit top 10 quarterback like everyone is trying to claim?
Neither. I think he might kind of be like Derek Carr. So I guess you could say Derek Carr is like the 10th best quarterback maybe. But I don't think he's going to be Drew Lock. I don't think he takes a significant step back to where, you know, he's fighting for his job in year 3 and 4. But I think that I don't think he's a lock in the top 10 like you would think if you checked Twitter or if you went, you know, and watched an ESPN segment. Like, I think there's still a lot to prove with Justin Herbert. He looked great, but look at some of the defenses they played. And, I mean, you got to see Baker Mayfield's regression. I mean, we have tons of examples. We don't have to go through them all of guys taking a step back. So I got to see it again.
Chargers, a playoff team or no?
You know, I think so. And I just think it's because the AFC South gets one team in. And so, and there's an added playoff team. So I think that they sneak in possibly that way. But I don't think they're going to be a definitive playoff team.
Yeah, I like the Denver Broncos instead out of that division.
It's a good pick.
I sold the Denver Broncos last year. They are the team getting a lot of hype, much like the Chargers did. I didn't see it with their quarterback. Not saying that I don't see it with Herbert, but I want to see what they look like under Staley. I do want to see another year, with Justin Herbert. I do want to see if their defense can stay healthy. I know Derwin James is back. Is he going to stay healthy? Chargers will be like 9-8 or so. I do think Denver is going to be able to get to 10-7 and probably get the last wild card spot. I think it's going to come down to, the Broncos and the Colts as they try to settle the Peyton Manning beef to who gets the last wild card spot. But I like the way Denver's season starts off at New York for the Giants, at Jacksonville, home for the Jets, Baltimore, at Pittsburgh, Las Vegas. I think that's a good chance to get out of the gate at least 4-2, maybe 5-1. And, they'll be off and running at that point. I think Teddy Bridgewater kind of got the raw end of the deal last year in Carolina. I thought they had a really tough schedule. I thought that they lost a lot of close games. They get rid of him. And now he goes to Denver where he's going to have better weapons, at least if Jerry Jeudy can catch the ball. I do think Jerry Jeudy is going to be pretty good this year. Cortland Sutton will be back healthy. I like Denver's defense. I like their home field advantage. I'm not sold on Fangio. I do have concerns about Vic Fangio as a head coach, but give me Denver as my last wild card spot. I think I'm going to have them edging out the Colts.
Yeah, that's a good pick because Denver's defense is just that good. I mean, the fourth corner on their team would be starting for half the team, half the league. So, they are insanely good on that side of the ball. And you get a competent guy like Teddy Bridgewater, you know what you have in him. He's going to maintain the game. He's not going to turn the ball over a lot. And he did. He got absolutely worked over in Carolina, and he lost Christian McCaffrey early in the season. It was a weird year. They had a terrible offensive line, and Teddy Bridgewater is beloved, and he's beloved in Denver already. He was beloved in New Orleans. He's beloved in Louisville. He's beloved in Minnesota. This is a guy that people want to root for. I think it's going to be fun. Potential comeback player of the year story there with Teddy Bridgewater now getting to start. I love the Broncos pick. I can't get there yet. But I do like it. I think the Chargers edged them out, but it's a good pick, and their defense is so good. How can you not like that? Except for Vic Fangio.
Maybe the Raiders. Maybe the Raiders will have something to say, but I'm not going to pick that until I see it. They'll find a way to get to 7 or 8 wins, and that's about it.
Yep. I'll never pick the Raiders with John Gruden. They'll probably go 8-9 or 9-8. Miss the playoffs, and he'll cash the check.
Any other AFC thoughts before we kind of wrap this up as we, are previewing that conference week one here on Shooting the Shield?
No, I mean, I think it's wide open. I love this AFC, I guess similar to the NFC too, sort of at this point. But other than the Tampa Bay Bucks returning everybody, the AFC seems wide open. It's not just the Chiefs, like you said. So I'm excited. I think you've got 6 teams that could realistically, win the Super Bowl here. And Baltimore is a good dark horse, despite the offensive losses. I love the Titans. I love the Bills. I mean, it'll be a fun division, fun division races, fun conference.
Saw a quarterback stat floating around that basically 13 of the 16 quarterbacks in the AFC under the age of 30 this season.
Wow. That's incredible. That's incredible.
Only the Titans, who have Tannehill, Big Ben, and the Steelers, and I believe the other one was Tyrod Taylor and the Jaguars. Or excuse me, Tyrod Taylor and the Texans have quarterbacks over the age of 30.
Wow.
So it's a youth movement in the AFC, which is the opposite of the NFC. I think it's going to be fun. I think there's going to be some good offenses. There's a couple guys there. Carson Wentz could be a difference maker. If he's good, right, that Colts team obviously going to be pretty good. If Big Ben can stay healthy and they can block for him, maybe Pittsburgh gets back.
Well, I think that's the best part about this AFC race is that the margin is so thin. It's paper thin. It's depth and it's luck and injuries. It's who, if they can keep Big Ben upright and he stays healthy, Steelers can make a run. if Lamar Jackson throws more than 100 yards in the air, they can make a run. So, like, you know, the margin is paper thin, but that's what makes the race so exciting. I was actually looking at the odds to win the Super Bowl according to DVOA. Baltimore's got the second best odds. They have better odds than Kansas City. Buffalo's number 5. And then if you want to round out the top 10 in the AFC, New England actually is number 7, and then that's it in terms of AFC teams. But that shocked me, Baltimore and New England in the top 10. So this is a wide-open conference.
Do you have a prediction for the AFC? Who wins it?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I want to make a cutesy prediction. I really do. But you know what? I think I'm going to go with the Bills.
That's still pretty cutesy. I mean, that's better than the Chiefs.
Yeah, and I was about to say Chiefs, and I stopped myself because.
Oh, so you don't really believe it? You're just saying things.
I'm just saying things for the radio. But I'm gonna say Bills. I'm gonna say Josh Allen. Josh Allen MVP. Josh Allen as the Bills make the Super Bowl.
MVP Josh Allen. Okay, maybe.
I'm calling my shot, and I will erase this episode if they go 8-9.
It could happen.
Crazier things have happened.
I really don't know who to pick in the AFC because I don't think it's going to be the Chiefs, but I don't really know who it's going to be. I'm taking the field, but I don't know who I'm picking. I mean, I think if the Titans have a good defense, they can do it. I think if the – I mean, it sounds crazy that the Browns can't make it, right? The Browns can't make it. Maybe no. The Ravens. I don't know. It's going to be a fun season in the AFC. I'm looking forward to it. Next week, we'll do the NFC and then get to some Game 1 picks. He's Corey Gunkel. I'm John Reed. Corey, see you, buddy.
Deuce is wild.
Deuce is wild. That's a good sign off. All right, see
ya. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, it was good.